streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Good to have you in. J-Mac, Plaxico Burress, former Giants, Steeler. His thoughts on stuff today. Steelers, I think, are in a rebuild. They don't want to admit it yet. Giants are in a rebuild. They're admitting it. They're just trying to get the most out of Daniel Jones. There's about 7-8 rebuild teams at any one time in the league. I think the Jets are still in the process of it.
I think they'll come off that list this weekend when they take down the Miami Dolphins.
Now, that I stayed away from that game. I was very close to taking the Jets on that game because Miami has been in some wildly emotional games. Baltimore, Buffalo, Bengals. I kind of feel like, nothing against Teddy Bridgewater, who I've always liked, I think Miami comes down just emotionally a peg, and I think the Jets are feeling great about themselves. How do you feel about
injuries
that game?
Injuries are going to be a factor here. Xavien Howard, the All-Pro corner, hasn't practiced this week.
He's great.
Sounds like he's not going to go. Byron Jones is already out on the injured reserve. And Tyreek Hill popped up with a quad injury, had to miss practice. So it's like all of a sudden Waddle's dinged up, Miami kind of licking their wounds. I think the Jets catch him napping. And it is a big game for Zach Wilson.
By the way, through the years, there have been a lot of great Miami Jets games.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of.
Is this a primetime game for you on Sunday?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Miami, we're asking a lot of Miami. They've got injuries, big games, emotional, Tua, now with a backup. I think they're fine. They're a playoff team. That's a playoff roster. But they're going through a stretch now where emotionally, I want to see where they're at.
And you mentioned playoffs. Listen, with Denver cratering the way they are, Colin, there's a spot open up in the AFC for somebody. I don't know who's going to go grab it.
Raiders.
What? Raiders?
We'll see. 15 minutes, Plaxico Burress. Well, Russell Wilson's struggles continued last night. And while, you know, we can all admit he's been very good for a long time, this has now become a three-pronged discussion about Russell Wilson. Let's start with number one, the Seahawks. Okay. Don't tell me Seattle playoffs 8 of the 10 years with Russell is better without him. They got blown out by the Niners this year. They got beat by Atlanta at home. They're a touchdown underdog to the Saints. They have a fourth place roster and Geno Smith at quarterback. By the way, the last 5 years, the Seahawks have had a declining, awful defense, bad O-lines, mocked by the analytics community, and the defense has gotten worse. O-line, drafting, last year was their first good draft, arguably in 7 years. This has been a declining organization, O-line, defense, analytically. Drafting, everything. They literally pay a fortune. They traded 2 first-round picks for a safety, Jamal Adams, who can't stay healthy. So spare me on the Seattle's way better without him. It's a 5-win team that couldn't beat Atlanta and won't beat the Saints. The second part of the discussion. Well, I mean, listen, if you had Aaron Rodgers, even with Nathaniel Hackett, okay, let's go to the last 1.5 years with Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy in Green Bay. Aaron was 11 wins, 16 losses, and a tie. Aaron couldn't win with Mike McCarthy as that relationship eroded. I watched this Denver offense. They never roll Russell Wilson out. It's stationary. It's static in the pocket. There's no motion. There's no variation. Situationally, they're a disaster. Third downs, a disaster. They're getting yards, but like red zone, worst team in the league. Third down, disastrous. That's where coaching comes in. Situational football. That's how you describe the Patriots for 20 years. They didn't have the most talent. They were the best situational football team. Situationally, this team is bad. And I would say Russell Wilson was very good situationally for most of his career in Seattle. Now he's suddenly terrible. 70% of coordinators who are hired bomb. Not just fail, bomb. Okay? So don't tell me Seattle's better. And don't tell me Nathaniel Hackett, even if he was bad, Russell should overcome him. Something else that needs to be said. Washed. I saw Washed with Big Ben. Remember when Big Ben rolled out in Pittsburgh and fell down? I mean, literally, J-Mac just laughed. That's Washed. Peyton Manning's last year. Like, you lose all velocity. Jay Cutler at the end. Some think Baker now. I've seen Russell Wilson 7-8 times this year take off and run. He still moves very well. He's very reluctant to do it, but he moves very well. So of the third thing, spare me on Seattle's got it all figured out. Spare me on the coach knows what he's doing. But let's talk Russell Wilson. Let's really examine him. And I know you all think I'm a homer. So the last 4 years in Seattle, let's go look at what he was. Oh, wait. His passer rating average 106. 4-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio with a defensive head coach, a fired offensive coordinator, and a bad line. And he completed 66% of his throws. That ain't washed. That ain't washed. But. And this is where the haters have a point. His deep ball, his velocity on it, and his accuracy is shot from what I can tell. Is he doing too many commercials? Did he put on weight? His number two pitch was always the deep ball. His number one pitch was always his mobility. But the second thing he did, and he did it as well as anybody, was that picturesque, elegant, beautiful, perfectly touched deep ball. The rainbow. If Kershaw lost his curve, he's not Kershaw. If Russell Wilson is reluctant to run, he appears to be, because he can still run, I've seen it, and he's lost his velocity, accuracy, and touch on the deep ball, he's not the same player. On throws over 20 yards, the data screams. Seattle, 106 passer rating. Denver, high 70s. Even the Jerry Jeudy play was underthrown. And I think what you're seeing with him, and I don't know if it's solvable, and that's a very fair criticism. He can run. I've seen it. I saw it last year. I've seen it this year. He just doesn't want to. That could be psychological. He's trying to prove a point, as Mark Schlereth said yesterday. But on the stuff over 20, 25 yards, it ain't happening. And that was his out pitch. He was a killer on that thing. I mean, there, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman highlights for years him just beating teams at the end with that. Is it gone? Because it's not good. I mean, it is bad. And I think what's happening, he's thinking too much and pressing too much. Because statistically, they had 400 yards, 250 yards passing, 6 yards of pass play, lots of time of possession. But once again, 0-4 in the red zone and 2-for-15 on third down. That is the space where you get great coaching helps and instinctive greatness seals the deal. Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Brady, the greats. They're not thinking about it. They're instinctively doing what they do. He is pressing. He is thinking. He's not anticipating. He's not ahead of the play. He's behind it. That I can't argue. In fact, Jeremy Fowler, excellent reporter, ESPN, he went 0-for-6 last night in the red zone passing. He's 2-for-18 red zone passing this year. So the criticisms on the washed, I don't see it. The last 4 years, I gave you his numbers. That ain't washed. That's not how Big Ben ended or Peyton Manning or Jay Cutler or Baker right now. I've seen washed. He may not be as quick as he was 4 years ago. It's not washed. Did he, that broken finger, did it never heal? Did he came back too fast? Did he re-injure it? You know, hey, I criticize Baker for this. Russell Wilson's on 30 commercials. Is he not paying attention to business? These are young receivers. He's a veteran guy, tends to be really, really optimistic. Does he have no relationship with these receivers? Are the routes not good and you have a coach that can't coach him up? I don't know. But that criticism is totally, absolutely fair. Anything over 20 yards, he's late, it's off, it's underthrown, he lacks velocity, and maybe it's over. Now, he's obsessive about his body. I doubt it. I have stats and data that don't prove it. But let's go to the top. Don't tell me Seattle's got it figured out. Don't tell me Hackett's not the problem. And I don't want to hear he's washed. I've seen too much, even in this awful stretch. Never forget, Peyton Manning went to Denver. First 5 games, 2-3. Then he exploded. Russell Wilson's 2-3. And he's a highly committed, obsessed athlete. So I do think there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But right now, especially in the social media world, it becomes an avalanche. Everybody piles on. It is ugly. And anything over the top. Man, if you can't burn people over the top, guess what? Defenses start pinning their ears back and coming downhill. And if you can't score situationally, red zone, you're a field goal team. You're a 6-7 win team in this league, max, even with that defense. Here's Russ after.
It's very simple. I think at the end of the day, I got to be better. I got to play better. This team, you know, this defense played their butts off tonight. We had some key good drives. We moved the ball, you know, in the red zone. We just didn't get to capitalize on some of them. You know, we were third and long again too much. You know, that's always tough on offense, you know, and everything else when you're third and 15, third and 17, this and that. And at the end of the day, you know, throwing two interceptions can't happen. Can't happen. You know, I let the team down tonight. And but the good thing is, one thing I know about myself is I'm going to respond. I don't know any other way.
By the way, not just two interceptions. One was like as bad a pick as he's ever thrown. And the other one you can't make as a veteran receiver. Like this throw right here, he's behind the play. That's behind. It's not accurate. He's behind. There's too much thinking. He made some good throws. He had a touchdown to a tight end that got knocked away. But those deep balls, those were money. Those were magical. It's a mess. And that is undeniable. Plaxico Burress around the corner on a Friday. Jason McIntyre still got his tomorrow's headlines today, his picks. He said it's a great week for picks, so we'll stay tuned.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Three winners struck it rich and won Terry Bradshaw's $1 million last week playing Fox Bet Super 6. And you have a chance to win more of Terry's money this week. Download the Super 6 app and enter your picks in the NFL Sunday Challenge contest for a chance to win $100,000. Colin, one of the matchups is Bears at Vikings. I will go Vikings 23, Bears 13. What say you?
Same thing. I think it's low scoring. Minnesota tough is really good. Chicago's not built to play from behind, and Minnesota usually jumps on top early at home. So, I told you, I think the Vikings are a 12 or 13 win team. If you look at their schedule, they got a lot of W's, man. Like Philadelphia. Look at Philadelphia's schedule. They're winning 12 games minimum. In that division, they have a very, very fortunate schedule. And they play the AFC South.
Yeah.
So they're going to get Houston and Tennessee, and they already had Jacksonville. Plaxico Burress played for 11 years. Steelers, Giants, Jets, a Super Bowl champ. What a memorable run that was. Super Bowl 42. So let's talk about your Steelers to start. So I was a Kenny. Okay. I'm a Kenny Pickett guy. My takeaway is, listen, it's a rebuild year. He played 4 years of college, same stadium, roll with it. Give me the youngest quarterback you ever worked with in your career, because I think the Steelers have some really good receivers, Claypool, Pickett. Is it harder to work with a kid that doesn't really own the room? Was it harder for you? Because you had Eli when he was a veteran. That's different.
But you got to realize I also played with Ben Roethlisberger when he was a rookie. He came in after Tommy Maddox went down, and we ended up going 15-1 in 2004. But for Kenny Pickett, he has to go in and own that offensive meeting room along with the wide receivers and just go out and play with confidence, which I believe he will. And, Claypool and some of those guys going to have to go out and make plays for him, and I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. Tomlin's a defensive guy. I think young quarterbacks are generally better served in today's football with offensive guys. But what is Mike Tomlin – what was he like with a young Big Ben? Was he tough on him? What was it like?
Yeah, Mike is the same way on everybody. He was tough on me. He was tough on Ben. So, the motto in Pittsburgh is the standard is the standard.
Yeah.
You can take that however you want to, but we want you to go out and play championship quality football. And Kenny Pickett just looks like a Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback.
Yeah.
He makes plays with his legs out of the pocket. He's going to manage the game. He's not going to lose the game for you. And at this point, everybody – And like myself, Kenny Pickett is the best option for the Steelers at this point.
Listen, I think Russell Wilson's last 4 years, if you look at the numbers, he's been pretty good.
He has been pretty good.
Yeah. And I don't think Seattle's better without him, but Geno's playing well. But it is interesting. Mm-hmm. Russell is a little like Kirk Cousins. Eternally optimistic, some say corny, kind of cringy. He's like rah-rah guy. And for some guys in the locker room, that's a total turnoff. It comes across as fake. A lot of people criticize Russ. My takeaway is, of all the faults you could have, being eternally optimistic is not a terrible fault. Do you think he gets Denver turned around? Or when you watch it, do you think this is just a mess? It's unsolvable.
I don't think he turns it around this year for the organization. I had them coming in dead last in the AFC West. And those guys are just not gelling together right now. I thought last night it was just unprecedented for him to throw a no-look interception in the middle of the field, which we have never seen him do.
Right.
And I thought he made another bad decision on the last play of the game and not going through his reads and having K.J. Hamler wide open in the end zone. He would have walked in for a touchdown and the game would have been over. But those are two plays that I can say to myself that Russell Wilson doesn't make those decisions 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you think he's washed or close to it?
I don't think he's washed at all. I think he can go out and win football games and throw the football where it needs to go. But for right now, he just needs to go through his reads, make the right decisions, and get the ball to the playmakers.
So last night there was a Colts running back that got banged up. We saw Tua get banged up. Joe Burrow told me this week there were games he doesn't remember the second half. For most of your career, maybe all of it, we didn't have the concussion protocols we have today.
Right.
You were a hard guy to knock out. You were so tall, it was hard to get upstairs on you. But you know this game is sometimes Plaxico. The hits come and you don't see them coming. When you were playing, did you understand high school, college, pros? I'm going to have a concussion or two and that's life. How did you view it?
Football can be a physical sport. As a player going into the game, there's a percentage that you may suffer some head injury or just an injury in general. But for you, you look at Tua and Cameron Brate. Everybody's asking how did he come into the game back into the game last week. And the guy wasn't ready. So now, right now, going into the fifth week of the season, the NFL is putting in all these new concussion protocols rules when it's a week too late. So there's definitely going to be some steps taken forward to protect the guys, and the NFL is always going to be safety first.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about So Aaron Rodgers has a couple of really young receivers, and they're from small colleges, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, like Nevada FCS program. You went to Michigan State. You played in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So you came into the league, and you had NFL guys in that conference you weren't going up against. And sometimes I've said, I do think going from a small college to the NFL, you got to be more patient. Go back to your career. The small college guys you played around. I mean, James Harrison, by the way, was, I think, Kent State. Should we be more patient with the small college guys, or does it not matter, and am I overstating it?
Man, listen, the NFL is a business. It's a you are in a production-driven business. It doesn't matter what school you're from, because once you get to the NFL level, everybody is basically saying that you're good enough to play professional football. So everybody's on a short leash if you're not performing. It doesn't matter what school you come from.
Yeah. Odell Beckham is out there. Von Miller said he's going to be a Bill. I think the Rams could use him. I said this week, Green Bay should take a swing at him. They tend to be kind of conservative. They don't have a number one. Would an Odell work in Green Bay? What's your take? Like, not everybody works in every city or every system. Where do you think Odell Beckham Jr. fits in your opinion?
Well, first of all, I don't believe the baloney of Aaron Rodgers basically saying that him and Odell have been friends for years. They probably never hanging out before. But for Odell, I don't think he plays this year. Coming off the ACL injury in the Super Bowl, it's usually 11, 12 month injury. So just bring him back to New York. We just got Landon Collins back the other day. Those two guys never should have left New York anyway. So bring him back to New York where he can come perform and hopefully help us win a championship.
What do you make of the Giants? I don't buy Daniel Jones. I do think Brian Daboll's a good coach. It appears that your left tackle's excellent. Saquon's been good. Kenny Galladay doesn't appear to be a long-term answer. When you watch them, what do you think they need? What are the Giants missing, in your opinion?
We are really just struggling in the passing game. Daniel Jones had 70 yards last week at halftime. That's not a winning, that's not a winning recipe for winning football games in this league. He has to make better decisions. He has to be better. And we're not really getting a lot of production out of Kenny Galladay. Obviously, Sterling Shepard went down a couple weeks ago with the ACL. So they're just going to have to find some production at the wide receiver position, which they have not up to this point. Saquon has been beautiful. I think he's healthy for the first time in 2 or 3 years. He's going out and putting up great numbers. But you have to be able to throw the football if you want to win games in this league.
Yeah, especially now. Plax, good luck. He's on First Things First after our show. Great seeing you as always.
All right, thanks, man.
You bet. I think Daboll is the classic. We'll get everything out of Daniel Jones that he can possibly give you. And I feel the same way about all five of these young quarterbacks in the league now. Trevor looks like a hit. The rest of them, everybody's kind of what we thought. Trey Lance before the injury was kind of raw. That was the book, athletic but raw. Justin Fields, could he do more than right? Could he be a higher completion percentage guy? We don't know. Trevor looks good. Mac is limited. Zach Wilson is talented arm-wise, but a little cocky, too many big risks. It's really one of the – I can't remember a quarterback class that is – and by the way, they could all work, but I think we all kind of felt like the only guy that could overcome obstacles was Trevor Lawrence. He would just succeed regardless. The rest of them were situational. Like they all kind of would Trey or Justin needed everything to go right. I think next year is a similar situation where there's not a great quarterback that can come in and overcome. But I do think if you're the Jets, Zach probably gets another year. I think the Giants have to move on.
I think too early to tell on Zach Wilson. But on the Giants, Colin, they're 3-1. Let's say they go 7-10, right? They're not going to be drafting in the top 10. Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo makes some sense for Brian Daboll?
I always did. I think Garoppolo does work there. Absolutely do. Can you imagine if you went from Belichick to Kyle to Daboll? Because I think Dable's a really good coach.
Yeah. Daboll was largely credited with being the best offensive coordinator in the league last year. He hasn't been great, but he's got Daniel Jones and Like, all his wide receivers are injured. Like,
I feel like Dable is getting the most you can get out of Daniel Jones. I think Daniel, my opinion is he is not a build around for the future guy. I could be totally wrong, but that's how it lands for me.
How's this? Ryan Tannehill, his days are numbered in Tennessee. Would you take Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy G next year if you're in New York?
Jimmy G.
Yeah. Okay.
I think because Jimmy G is going to end up to me in the conference championship.
At least.
You can sell that to the locker room. You can say, guys, I mean, it's hard to sell Tannehill at this point to the room. You're not going to fool guys.
Well, they were the number one seed last year in the AFC.
And couldn't win a home game.
This is true. Also true. But they've been to the playoffs 2 years in a row. He's solid.
I think you can sell Jimmy to pros. I think he's a guy's guy, and you can sell him to the room.
Here's your favorite game. Jared Goff or Ryan Tannehill next year in New York?
Jared Goff.
Interesting. You're bullish on Goff, huh?
Well, he's won a lot of games.
Okay. He had McVay. We'll talk about golf in the headlines a little later in the
J-Mac in the program with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Fortuitous timing. This was not intended to be my Jared Goff topic, but this is one as well, Colin. Listen, this Lions offense, number one in the NFL, 35 points per game. Goff has thrown for 1,100 yards. 11 touchdowns, 3 picks, and I know they're only 1-3, but Dan Campbell loves his quarterback. Here's what he had to say about Mr. Goff.
Well, first of all, Goff is playing at a very high level. He's certainly given us a chance to win these games, you know, and he's so I can't say enough good things about him. You know, the fact that he's built a camaraderie with these receivers, he trusts them, they're all on the same page, that goes a long way.
I think he's done a great job. DeAndre Swift, this weekend's a tough one, though.
Very tough.
Because Swift is out, Amaron St. Brown is out, and New England, ask Green Bay, they can ball control you here.
Yeah.
They will ball control you, and so Jared's going to be sitting on the sidelines. The weather's good, so, you know,
weather's
Jared has always been better in better weather. He was good in L.A., he's good in a dome, he's great in Detroit inside. But the weather's not a factor. I just think, here it is, I think Stafford's better. But this idea that Goff, you cannot get to the Super Bowl in 2020, in current football, not being a B quarterback. Garoppolo's a B. Goff's a B. Now, it could be B plus, B, B minus. But I just don't think Rex Grossman, maybe the last time, but you got to be a B. There's too many good quarterbacks in this league. The idea that Goff can't play, all the numbers tell you, especially in Detroit. If you take the Rams' career and the home games in Detroit, he's a B-plus quarterback. Absolutely, he's Matt Ryan with a better arm.
And Goff off the field, super nice guy.
Nice
lives
guy.
In a beach town next to me. Now, nobody looks at Goff because his fiance is a supermodel, like Sports Illustrated models,
okay.
Who everybody looks at. So anyways, next story, Justin Fields, Colin. Boy, no quarterback's had a worse month. He's dead last among quarterbacks in completion percentage, passing yards per game, passer rating. Two touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Bad O-line.
It's brutal.
No receivers.
The Bears offensive coordinator, someone named Luke Getsy. I don't know how he got the job. Never heard of this guy. Rejected the rough month narrative. Here's what he had to say.
I don't think he's had a rough month. I think he's gotten better each week. I think he's growing tremendously. And, it's not easy. We're playing good football teams. And, it's not easy to become, you know, the level quarterback that he wants to become, and I know that he can become, and the important thing is that we stay focused, we keep our eyes on that progress or on that process, and we make sure we get better each and every week, and I believe that we're in that phase.
He's the one quarterback we have to be patient with. Whereas all the quarterbacks had something go their way. Trevor Lawrence, his team spent $300 million. Mac Jones got Belichick. Zach Wilson, his GM has gotten him some nice pieces.
He's got weapons, yeah.
Trey Lance has Kyle Shanahan. This kid, defensive coach, bad O-line, no weapons. We got to be patient with him.
No chance.
Like, I'm not judging him this year at all.
All right, let's get to college football. We've got a smorgasbord of updates.
Ooh.
Quinn Ewers reportedly going to return from his shoulder injury. Remember, it looked bad against Alabama?
Well, he got sacked and landed on his shoulder, but he's got an arm.
He's apparently going to play in the Red River rivalry, I think they're calling it, against Oklahoma tomorrow. Line's gone up through 7, up to 7.5.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying Choklahoma anymore.
No, I think I would take Texas. I think it'll be a good game because of the emotion of it, and Texas is still not a great team. But I think Texas should be able to move the ball consistently. Yeah.
Now, a game that was like huge in the offseason because Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher were going at it. This game's lost a little luster because Texas A&M has been awful this year. Jimbo Fisher, so
well, they're
overrated.
Weird. They've won a couple games, then they were awful. Like, they got lost to App State.
He loves to lose as a big favorite, but he's an underdog here going against Saban. They do not like each
Bryce
other.
Bryce Young, is he going to play?
Well, that's the thing. Bryce Young, game time decision. Is Saban playing games here? I don't know if you've heard anything.
I think they could win without Bryce Young.
Well, it can be a dangerous spot. A&M beat them last year.
Where is the game in Tuscaloosa?
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I think it's lower scoring, but I think Bama wins.
So the starting quarterback, if Bryce Young can't go, is someone named Jalen Milroe, a freshman. I'm not familiar with him. I'm sure we can call up the Rivals, and he's probably a five-star guy because that's all Saban gets. But he's pretty significant quarterback injuries in big games this weekend. It is a big college football weekend. I know it's getting kind of snowed under.
Utah-UCLA.
That's a massive game.
You like UCLA?
I like the Bruins here, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Utah's the class of the conference. We'll
still
see.
Still team Chip Kelly. I think
Michigan-Indiana... It's a sandwich game.
Yes.
You come off the Iowa game, you got Penn State next. Watch Michigan be flat. I'm not saying they're going to lose. They're a 22-point favorite. Watch Michigan be flat tomorrow.
It's possible.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
Well, it has been how long have we been doing that thing? For about four years?
I got here 6 years ago to FS1. I think we've been doing it for five.
Okay. I call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today. The former newspaper guy makes his NFL picks, his predictions. He is as good as anybody doing this. He's been better than me this year.
Listen, I don't want to take all the credit, but our Friday shows have been pretty huge in the last couple seasons, correct? I'll take some credit.
I would go with gigantic. Marshall? Gigantic.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Think about your happy place. Sofa on game day, fishing boat, whatever. Driveway.com lets you buy or sell a car from there. Well, former newspaper guy, been doing this for like 4 or 5 years with us. He predicts the headlines tomorrow with his NFL picks. Fox Sports gambling analyst, you ready to go?
I think I am.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today, it's the Titans in Washington. What's the headline going to be for the Commanders and Titans?
Washington looks bad, right? They are flailing. I think maybe the worst team in the NFC. The headline will be, forget the Titans, remember the Commanders. Give me Washington in a mild upset, Colin. There's some crazy numbers here. So Tennessee's the highest scoring first quarter team in the NFL. They come out of the gate strong with the scripted
stuff.
Good
coaching, yeah.
Last three games, they haven't scored a point in the second half. Not one. Now they're coming off a big Colts win, you know, rivalry game where they held on for dear life. They have to go to Washington, and Washington has looked bad, but facing Dallas and Philly, two top five defenses the last couple weeks, Wentz looked awful. Tennessee's 21st in defense. I think Wentz rebounds a little bit. Ron Rivera rallies the troops. Wentz saves his job. There's already talk about a quarterback change. I like Washington to win outright at home.
I like your guts. I like when you take bad teams. I like that.
That's where the...
It's one of my least favorite things. I like to take... like this week, I'm taking Pittsburgh. They're going to get shelled probably, yeah. And I have to hold on. I don't like doing that. I like the number.
Yeah.
All right, Geno Smith keeping the Seahawks afloat. Tomorrow's headlines today. Seahawks at the Saints.
This is a tough spot for the Saints coming off the London game. They got to go home. The headline will be Creole time safe. Dalton turns back the clock. Give me the Saints here. Colin, they've been a bit unlucky. Last in the league in turnover margin. -7. Mm-hmm. They can't hold on to the football. They are also last in penalties, which is a bit of a discipline issue that's got to get buttoned up by Dennis Allen. That being said, Seattle had to travel all the way to Detroit last week. Then they go back home. Now they got to go back to New Orleans. That's a worse travel spot than London.
You lose a day.
Yeah. And again, the last time Geno Smith faced a real defense, I'm not counting the Falcons or the Lions, he got his lunch eaten against the 49ers. 0 points. They could not move the football at all. Guess what? The Saints have a good defense. I know Kirk Cousins moved the ball well, but I really do think this team's getting healthier.
Well, Kirk Cousins is a much better. That offense in Minnesota is pretty good.
Kevin O'Connell's really sharp. I think there's a getting healthier Saints team. Looks like Alvin Kamara's a go. Michael Thomas still out, but Olave's still there. I like Taysom Hill to sneak in some tight end quarterback stuff.
All right.
Give me the Saints.
All right, this one, I like New England. Bailey Zappe.
Ooh.
Great college kid at Western Kentucky. Headline, Lions at the Patriots. Goff's never won a game outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
for the Lions.
That's a great point. And we like Bailey Zappe as a headline maker.
It's kind of interesting.
The headline will be Bailey's in cream. Zappe spikes Lions. Look at the laugh out of Cowherd on that
All right.
Colin, Jared Goff's looked great indoors this season. Four games indoors.
He has.
Now he has to go outdoors. And not just outdoors, but to face Bill Belichick. Do you remember the last time he faced Belichick with McVay in the Super Bowl?
No.
It was like the worst offensive performance ever.
Rams couldn't move the
nothing.
Ball. Yeah.
And now you got to face a Patriots defense. Listen, they kind of confounded Aaron Rodgers.
They did.
He was a little off kilter. They get a cornerback back, Jalen Mills. Matthew Judon is having a sneaky great season for the Patriots.
They also have a couple of interesting corners. They let J.C. Jackson go, who's not healthy, but their corners are pretty good.
Kid had a pick six against Rodgers. I know it's fortunate because Rodgers messed up, but I think the Patriots kind of put him on him here. Low scoring game. Would not be surprised if the Lions got shut out. Highest scoring offense in the league. Public all over Detroit. Betting Detroit on the road against Belichick. Come on, guys.
So Patriots. You and I are on this. This is one of my picks, one of your picks.
Lock it up.
Tomorrow's headlines today. I think this is the best game of the weekend. Burrow Bengals face Lamar and the Ravens. Boy, yeah. Lamar and the Ravens are good. They've had some unlucky late game stuff.
I felt great about this. Then during the commercial break, I saw the Ravens not practicing today. Like Ronnie Stanley still not. Like he practiced 5 days. They can't get healthy, Colin. That being said, the headline will be who day dreaming. Bengals have a Sunday nightmare. I'm going with the Ravens. By the way, this has been interesting line movement. So it was on the 3 and then it got bet up to 3.5 when the levels got raised to how much you could gamble later in the week. I think the Ravens are the side here. Colin, incredible stat. So they've lost 2 games and they choked away both of them. They were trailed for a total of 14 seconds in their 2 losses. They were up by 21 on Miami. They were beating Buffalo 20-3. They led almost the entire game. I think Lamar Jackson really gets right here. And remember, there is some revenge for John Harbaugh. They got their teeth kicked in by the Bengals by 20 or in both games last year.
I know.
One other stat, Joe Burrow had over 900 yards passing against these guys last year in the 2 games. But Wink Martindale, who blitzed all the time, which is stupid because Jamar Chase is one-on-one with anybody. He's going to roast him. Now they're sitting back in the two-high shell. I think Burrow struggles a bit. I like the Ravens here, Colin.
Yeah, that's I think this is a really interesting
great
Baltimore.
Game.
I think people bail anytime Lamar has a loss. It's amazing how many people bail on him.
They want him to fail. It's weird.
It's like Lamar's really good. Yeah. You got to get over it. All right, that's an interesting one. If I stayed away from this one.
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. Atlanta's not playing anybody, but it's a division game. Yeah. Falcons, Bucks, what say you?
Falcons, the only undefeated team against the spread. 4-0 ATS. You know the public loves
that
them.
That won't last forever.
You're kind of back in Atlanta here in Tampa. The headline will be Brady goes buck wild against the Falcons. Tom Brady, by the way, this is another great stat from the Fox staff. He's lost 2 straight 10 times in his career. He's 10-0 after losing 2 straight. Never lost 3 straight
and both
in his career.
Those were good teams, and they had opportunities. They moved the ball against Kansas City, for sure.
And let's remember, they were displaced due to the hurricane. The whole week was off kilter. They were coming off that emotional Packers game. And, oh, by the way, they are getting a lot healthier. All their receivers look like they're set to go this week. I think Brady and the Bucks serve notice that, hey, we got beat up last week. The defense, Todd Bowles, I think this could be a long game for Mariota. By the way, Kyle Pitts, the great tight end, ruled out today.
It's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle Patterson on the IR.
So he's not playing.
So it's like a Drake London game against
like
the Bucs
him.
Defense. I like Drake London a lot, but this is a tall order. And they're probably going to spy Mariota with Devin White, the great linebacker. I think this is a tough spot for the Falcons. This a blowout would not surprise me here.
What number did you get?
I got 8.5, but it's currently 9.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 8.5 is a good number.
I'd like it up to 10. I think Tampa Bay wins this handily.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. A really interesting game to me. I really want to see Jets-Dolphins. I want to see if I get Zach Wilson that fourth quarter performance. Can he extend that?
So this is game of the weekend for me. I'm all in. I told you, I don't like betting on the Jets because then if a loss is a double, but I feel great about this one. The headline will be, Hallelujah! Miracle at MetLife. The Jets get to 3-2, Colin. If the Jets win this game outright, I've determined I will do the gritty on the show Monday.
Yeah.
You know, the great dance that Zach Wilson did, Braxton Berrios. Jets are fired up. Colin, there's something cooking with this young offense, right? Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. They've got some young pieces, and Zach Wilson back.
Joe Douglas, smart guy.
You can see the confidence. Converting fourth downs on the road in Pittsburgh.
Those were good drives.
Expected the Jets to roll over like, they're dead. It's toast. And Miami's injury report, again, this is a factor. Xavien Howard hasn't really practiced.
Great
looks like a
corner.
No-go. So what are they going to do? They love to go zero blitz, right? That's how they got after Lamar last year. I don't think you can do that when you're leaving backup corners on Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore. The big question is Tyreek Hill popped up on the injury report with a quad. Waddle's not feeling great. Teddy Bridgewater, it's going to be hostile in MetLife. Jets fans have not been over 500 in, I think, forever, since Mark Sanchez was a QB.
They haven't made the playoffs in 11 years.
Yeah, I'm not ready to make that leap, but with the Broncos failing, somebody's going to step up. This was a weird money situation here. This was 2.5, 3.5. So somebody's betting the Dolphins. I wonder if it's kind of a dummy play where on the weekend when you can bet $100,000, $500,000, they come in on the Jets heavy. I have a feeling the Jets pull off the upset. Monday's going to be lit on this show, as you like to say.
Hallelujah.
You like that?
That's one of my favorite headlines you've ever done. So also today, the video that TMZ had is pretty interesting. Draymond Green video with Jordan Poole has surfaced TMZ. It's pretty violent. Video tends to change everything, right? You hear stories and you're like, oh, that's bad. Then you see the video. It appears to be... You know, there's a lot of speculation on the video. If you haven't seen it, it's violent. It's ugly. Now, Jordan Poole pushes him, but it is violent here. He goes after him. Now, I have gone online, and a lot of people in the NBA are like, it ain't the first time.
This happens at practice, but with the video,
so why was it leaked? Was it leaked by the Warriors, who don't want to give him an extension? They're very disappointed. Public sentiment may be, don't re-sign him, get the fans on your side. Now, I'm throwing that out there. But I'm always, when stuff gets out, the team did not discipline him.
Yeah.
And this gets out. Is the team walking on eggshells with the discipline, but they're ticked off and they want it out so they gain public support if they don't extend him?
Very interesting. What irked me yesterday was some reporters instantly coming out with, oh, there was an altercation, Draymond Green apologized. And you could tell that was coming from Draymond's camp, which is now LeBron's camp, Clutch Sports. And I know a lot of people at this network have relationships with them. Fine, whatever. But that's really messed up that they're trying to get ahead of the story. Well, I'm glad that video leaked. And I wonder if the Warriors leaked it because of how the reporters were spinning it in favor of Draymond yesterday. You can't say this is an altercation. Shannon Sharpe called it a sucker punch, and I agree with that. That is not cool to do at practice to a teammate of 3 years.
Yeah. This is not your usual workforce. As I've said before, Jordan, Kobe, the NBA's rough. NFL's rough. You get stuff. Baseball, not as much. But football and basketball is intense. The season's... you got big guys, you got strong guys, you got tough guys. I don't like it. I love Draymond. You can be both. I loved MJ, and I didn't like he punched a teammate. Yeah. I love Draymond. I don't like I see video of him punching a teammate. That's more violent than I thought it was.
How about this? Has anybody ever punched you, and then you were cool and friends with them for a long time after that?
Well, I try to not get into altercations.
There you go. I don't know how you see eye to eye and slap hands and high five with this guy after he just drilled you in the face. He might have been knocked out. There's speculation that when Poole goes back, he was out. Like, that was a clean shot right to the jaw. I don't see how this is patched up easily.
I'm always interested why stuff gets out. Stuff gets out when somebody wants it out. That's generally the rule in all of it. I don't care if it's a newspaper scoop out of the White House. Stuff gets out when somebody wants it out. Somebody wanted that video out. All right. Be safe. See you Monday, The Herd.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids. No plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.